Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The president is undoing deregulation.
It is essential that we learn the lessons from this crisis so we don't doom ourselves to repeat it.
The president tells the financial world that the days of Wall Street autonomy are over, and bankers seem ready to give government some broad powers. In a way, it's a return to the regulation days of the 1980s.
We don't get fooled again.
The what and the who of re-regulation on Wall Street. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, April 23rd. I'm here with Lynn Scherer, and we're talking about Wall Street and the notion of not getting fooled again financially.
Indeed, John. I'm in for Celeste today, and let's get a check of the morning's top news. The president asked Wall Street to get on board.
Ultimately, there is no dividing line between Main Street and Wall Street. We will rise or we will fall together as one nation.
But he didn't let bankers off the hook. He said their irresponsibility was a big factor in the economic crisis. Now he wants tougher regulations on the industry. A test vote in the Senate expected Monday.
Well, a speech is a speech, but what's the history here? Joining us now is Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We wanted to ask you, Louise. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Do you think this is a swing back towards regulation historically if we look at this moment?
We may be at a turning point because, you know, it just looks worse and worse for any Wall Street player to stick their neck out and fight this. It just looks worse and worse.
All right. We're going to talk about the history of this moment and the president's speech in just a moment.
The CEO of Goldman Sachs is scheduled to testify at a Senate hearing next week on fraud allegations. Some law professors say Goldman will probably lose a motion to get the case dismissed.
Here's one other little deal. It wasn't just deregulation and risk-taking that led to the meltdown. It turns out some senior staffers at the Securities and Exchange Commission, who are supposed to be Wall Street watchers, were busy roaming internet porn sites. The inspector general says one senior attorney spent 8 hours a day on sex sites. The oil rig that exploded this week on the coast of Louisiana sank yesterday. Now authorities are worried about an environmental disaster from leaking oil. The Coast Guard says the rig's well may be pumping 8,000 barrels of oil a day into the water. The 11 workers missing since the blast have still not been found. It's official. Starting next week, airline passengers won't have to wait on tarmacs for more than 3 hours before being allowed to get off the plane. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood turned down requests from 5 airlines looking for temporary exemptions. And the first round of the NFL draft was held here in New York City last night at Radio City Music Hall. St. Louis, a team that only won one game last year, took Oklahoma quarterback, not unexpectedly, Sam Bradford with the first pick. After a lot of wheeling and dealing, Denver surprised everyone, though, and took Florida star Tim Tebow late in the round. Asian markets are down this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,134. The S&P opens at 1,208. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2519. Coming up this morning, we get your weekend started by talking about movies. We're going to take a look at the Tribeca Film Festival. You know, it was started by Robert De Niro, right?
In order to encourage people to be downtown after 9/11.
We've got a trivia question for you. De Niro, co-starring with De Niro, launched the careers of 3 huge actors. Can you name the actors and name the movies? We'll give you that question again before we get to Rafer Guzman. In 25 years after Coke tried to mess with their own secret recipe and develop new Coke, it was a fiasco. You'll remember that, Lynn, right?
I don't drink.
What's a secret recipe that you hold on to? Do you have a family secret recipe? And if you want to let loose and tell us what the secret is, we're always listening, of course. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. You want me to repeat the trivia question? Is it too complicated?
Well,
Everyone's mad at me this morning about this trivia.
No, I don't mind the trivia question, but I think with the secret recipes, people are going to post secret recipes and they're going to leave out one ingredient.
Right, of course. Well, you know how to reach us. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to the site, thetakeaway.org. In a moment, financial regulation and the swinging pendulum of Wall Street. Louise Story joins us.